Himalayas is one of the greatest wonders of the world. It's about 2,500 kilometers long, about 250 kilometers in width, and in Mount Everest, it peaks at around 8.8 kilometers high. Himalayas runs through five countries from Bhutan, India, China, Pakistan, and Nepal. Nepal is called as a Himalayan kingdom. And Nepal is having the 8 of the 10 tallest mountains in the world. 8 out of the 10 tallest mountains are in Nepal. Last week I touched upon to the base camp. Many people go to the base camp. About 40,000 people go to the base camp, and they at the viewpoint, people are waiting for an opportunity to get a glimpse of Everest and take a right photo. In the base camp, people are queuing up at the viewpoint to take the right, to have a glimpse. The people who are not satisfied only at the glimpse, they move towards the Everest. I want not the glimpse. I want to get a proper view of the Everest. People, generally, ordinary people are looking up at others to move up in their life. They expect others to help individual to move up. Whereas Everest, so tall, it inspires people to move up in their life. Ordinary people wants others to help me. Please help me. I want to go up. I want to climb the ladder in my life. Everest is so tall, it inspires great achievers to move up in their life. And the Himalaya trekking on Everest, it is not easy. It is not for a weak-hearted. You had to be strong-hearted to go up in the life, higher in the life. It is only for the brave-hearted. You, only those who will go up, who is able to farewell their near ones and dear ones at the base camp, will able to farewell them to go up. To go up further higher and trek is very difficult terrain, and that person, if you want to go up, no longer expecting sympathies from others. At the base camp, people want sympathy. Look at me, please help me. If you want to go up, not expect any sympathies from anyone willing to travel. If I am going up, one must be willing to enjoy one's own company. If willing to travel, one must be willing to forego the comforts of the base camp. One must be willing to exist on the bare minimum necessities of life if you want to go up in your life. Comforts are not the priorities of your life. Bare minimum. You are going up in that. This one must be willing to shed extra baggage in your life. Try to learn to travel light. Bare minimum. You are taking the bare minimum in your life. If you are going up, you have to when you are going up, you must be able to enjoy the ordinary things in your life, like the water droplets falling from the mountain, or birds singing, waterfall, sound of the waterfall. A bird flying up must be able to enjoy the ordinary things, what you think at the base camp. They are the ordinary things. You must be able to enjoy those ones. One who is willing to forego the comforts. Why one wants to go to the on the mountain? One wants to enjoy the panoramic view of the world. One wants to enjoy the panoramic view of the world, not what I get a glimpse in the base camp. I want to get a panoramic view of the world. One who has seen the panoramic view of the world, that person no longer get excited looking at the hillocks in life or puddle of problems in my life. One who has seen that one, no longer bogged down by the hillocks or puddles of problems in life. I have seen that one. That yogis around the world, they are simulating whatever the trekker to the Everest is going. Yogis around the world are simulating the requirement of a trekker to the Himalayas, Everest. Yogis must be willing to go through the experience, simulating the difference between a yogi, one who has gone to the summit of their life, and a mountaineer to the Everest. The difference is the mountaineer once comes down from the summit of the Everest, once comes down to base camp, gets embroiled in ordinary things again. Whereas a yogi who has gone to the summit of life, has seen the panoramic view, never will come down to the ordinary life. The life is changed forever. Life has changed forever, and yogi and seen the summit, instead of coming down, yogi inspires others. Come up. You want to have a panoramic view of life? Come with me. Come with me. Look at the panoramic view. Yogi inspires others to come up, go up to the summit of their life. The summit of their life, to one who has gone to the summit of life, gets that panoramic view, one gets an equal vision. That equal vision, in yoga, it is called as Stita Prajna. Stita Prajna, and Stita Prajna, Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, Arjuna asks the question, is it at all possible one to have a panoramic view of the life? And is there any person? If so, how that person sits, how that person walks, how that person moves around in this world? Arjuna asks the question, Stita Prajnasya ka bhasha samadhistasya keshava stitadikim prabhasheta kimasita vrajeta kim. Lord responds, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan parthamano gatan atmanye vatmana tushtaha stita prajnasya dochyate. One who has gone to the summit of life, no longer banking on others for happiness. Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha, happy for no reason. Happy for no reason, has seen the panoramic view. And atmanye atmana tushtaha, prajahati, no more ordinary desires in life. And has seen the panoramic view, satisfied within, contented within. And that the contentment that for that panoramic view, one should behold. One who has seen the panoramic view, world has changed forever. it is no longer ordinary world, and that person he becomes a great inspirer for the world who are caught up in the base camp, in the competitive world, rut of their life. People are caught up in the base camp and wanting to have get hold of the fleeting joy. The one who has seen the panoramic view inspires others. You are competing in a crowded market. Come up here. There is no competition. One who has gone up, for that yogi, there is no competition. One who is in the base camp, everyone is a threat, everyone is an aggressor, everyone is a competition. It says, come to the summit of your life, be free, and you are without any competition. There is no competition for you. World is yours. Come to the summit of your life. That is the message I learned from looking at Mount Everest. When I went to the Mount Everest, we went on an aeroplane, and I asked the air hostess, have you seen that hamlet near the foothill of the Everest? Hamlet? I never saw that one. All I was looking at was the Everest all the time. It's the first time I'm looking at the hamlet. Hamlet, always, world is not looking for anyone down. Everyone, world is looking up only at the up. Only who is extraordinary, world is looking at. If you are ordinary, average, nobody wants you. World is not interested if you are ordinary. Or world is wants only the extraordinary. Air hostess said, I'm always looking up. Never look down. If you are ordinary, you are a washout. Going to the summit is not an option, but a must if you want to excel in your life.